So let's just play a game. Let's see how long it takes to find the connection between these enhanced games and someone like, oh, I don't know, Peter Thiel. Let's just see. Do you think that exists? Let's start by going to a search engine and typing in enhanced games board of directors. And let's just start going down this rabbit hole, guys. We'll do it live. Here we go. Okay, so we've got this board of directors, and Maximilian Martin has been appointed CEO and assumes all operational leadership duties, yada, yada. With Martin's appointment, founder Dr. Aaron D'Souza has transitioned out of the company's day-to-day operations while remaining a shareholder. Aaron D'Souza. Okay, that's a name. He's the founder behind all this. So let's go back to the search and type in this guy. Who is this guy? Let's go to his official website. Dr. Aaron D'Souza is the founder and CEO of Objection, the AI tribunal for testing claims made in the media. He is also the founder of the Enhanced Games and led Peter Thiel's historic litigation against Gawker Media. And there's a link. And oh yeah, this man helped Peter Thiel demolish Gawker. But also, of course, the Enhanced Games. Because once you really start delving down this rabbit hole, you're going to find who is really funding and who is behind this in a financial sense, where we start to get to the meat and potatoes of the Enhanced Games / transhumanist connections. Steroid Olympics organizer to go public in $1.2 billion SPAC deal, says the Financial Times. And yes, Enhanced, which is backed by billionaire Peter Thiel and Donald Trump Jr., a son of the U.S. president. Oh, thank you. Oh, that Donald Trump Jr. Thank you, Financial Times. Anyway, here he is with Peter Thiel and Donald Trump Jr. and others backing these Enhanced Games. So yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And you'll notice that many of these players actually happen to be the exact same players that are financially invested in things like Polymarket, which you're also hearing all about in all of the news feeds these days, aren't you? So funny how this rolls, but not particularly surprising.